Kusi here. Brian McTavish, a senior writer with Thinking Bigger Business Media. How are you, buddy?
Well, who else would it be?
Welcome to the weekend, almost.
Now, do you recognize that little tune?
I do recognize that tune.
And what does it tell you?
It tells me what? I don't know. It didn't tell me anything.
You're going to keep it to yourself.
I used to hear that song on
TV. For all of you AM radio listeners, it was originally, I believe, if memory serves, a hit by Andrew Gold. Was it not? Thank you for being a friend. It was adopted.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Later on, years later, it was adapted as the theme song for TV's The Golden Girls. Right.
Yeah.
Which has its fans today, including Mr. Ron McGee. The funny.
Well, he's terrific.
Totally insane.
Just terrific.
Terrific. Let's just leave
it
at
that.
He and
Mitch Bryan have done some great stuff together. Ron's done some great stuff on his own. Just great.
Well, anyway, Ron McGee was the head honcho of late night theater for a good decade.
Mm-hmm.
2007, it went away. Bye-bye. Very sad day. It's back.
Ah.
The crazy insanity of late night theater is back. They're doing a parody of The Golden Girls. It's called Golden Girls Gone Wild, if you get me there.
There you go.
That's right. Cross-dressing satire of TV's The Golden Girls. It opens at 8 o'clock Friday night.
Sounds like Ron McGee.
Performances are running through March 31st. I cannot tell you how I am going to go see this. My goodness me. Through the end of the month, Missy B's, 805 West 39th. Tickets are only $18. I don't usually go into it, but for $18, you're going to be super entertained.
Wrong.
You can go to Broadway and spend $100. You're not going to laugh your you-know-what off like you will at Golden Girls Gone Wild. Check it out.
That sounds like Genesis.
Yes, it's supposed to.
Yes.
Yes.
Gather.
Yes, it's down to a G or a T or whatever you want to call it. It's an act called The Musical Box, and they're going to do a tribute to Genesis, and its 1973 album/tour, Selling England by the Pound.
So a tribute to a specific band at a specific time and all that.
Album tour.
Wow, my gosh.
8 o'clock tonight.
Somebody must really love that album.
Many of us do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, no. Okay. Art rock, progressive rock, the concept album, totally respect it. I was more into sort of the fake progressive rock by Jethro Tull.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, give me a little Bungle in the Jungle. You know, that's good enough for me. But anyway, the musical box is approved. It's actually approved by the members of Genesis, Peter Gabriel.
My goodness.
Even Phil Collins, who started out as the drummer. Phil Collins was the drummer for many years.
I
right.
Remember.
So this is the Peter Gabriel version. It's tonight at the Midland. This band has done the which band? The musical box. They've done the Royal Albert Hall in London doing this thing. They've done the Olympia in Paris.
Wow.
It's a big-time deal for all those long-ago, far-away, wave-at-your-youth bands. Have a good time if you can.
Here comes Speed Racer. He's a demon on wheels. He's a demon and he's going to be chasing after someone.
For new car smells. Yeah.
Ah, that new car smell. It's a pretty expensive thing, that new car smell.
Doesn't last long enough either.
No, that's why they sell it in those little aerosol cans.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Not the same thing.
Okay, you get into your 1975 Pinto, and you spray that new car smell.
It helps a little bit.
It helps a lot if that's all you can afford. Anyway, it's the Greater Kansas City International Auto Show. 10 o'clock to 10 p.m. It's happening as we speak today through Saturday and again on Sunday downtown.
Already started.
At Bartle Hall. You know, they're going to have cars, and more cars. They're also going to have Spider-Man's going to show up for the kids on Saturday from 1 to 3. Tech N9ne, Kansas City's own hip-hop hero.
Really?
He's not performing, but he'll do a special. It's always special with Tech N9ne. He'll do a meet and greet from 6 to 8 tonight.
Whoa.
Tonight. And then the Seven Bridges, the Eagles tribute band, in concert. They actually will be performing that Saturday and Sunday several times a day. How much do you think the price of a new car nosedives the moment you drive it off the lot?
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, you tell me.
It's dramatic. It's like 20% or something.
Oh, man, I tell you, it's got to be more than that. I mean, I love that new car thing. And here's the thing. You know, you can make the new car fantasy real at the show this weekend, or in my case, just keep the fantasy going, because I swear, I think I'm never going to buy another new car. Not to, say the wrong thing here, but
it's just the reality of life.
It's just the reality of my life. Yeah, yeah.
But you never know. You never know.
Well, you know what, Steve?
A man of your talent, who knows?
I'm going to go with you there, Steve.
There you go.
You never know.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west, I travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
You know, I'm really glad you brought her up. I think I'm going around. Tierney Sutton, one of the great jazz female vocalists anywhere right now. Yeah. I just love her.
Tell
just
the
terrific.
Truth. Hey,
she's great.
You're not going. You're already there.
I'm already there.
You
I
are
like
so
her.
There. Tierney Sutton, vocal jazz, extraordinary vocal jazz, 8 o'clock Friday night, downtown at the Folly Theater. That, of course, is Route 66. She also does a great scatting version of I Get a Kick Out of You.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll make a believer out of you. Trust me. She scats. Yeah. She swings. She sizzles. Originally from Omaha, Nebraska, now Los Angeles-based for obvious reasons, but my goodness me, old school, new fun.
No,
check
she's
her
great.
Out.
At the Folly Theater, 8 o'clock Friday night, right?
Absolutely.
Painting pictures in my mind. Making memories using my eyes. Filling out my heart with golden stories.
What do we have here?
Well, everybody likes painting pictures, including the one and only Adele. Thank you for that.
That's Adele. Ah,
it is.
I was wondering who that
is. Yeah,
was.
Well, you thought Tierney Sutton. We got Tierney Sutton. We got Adele.
Yes.
Of course, Adele's
and
not in town.
No country music this week. What happened to you? You eased up on it.
Have I let you down?
No. not at all.
I thought I'd give you a little break. I'll come back
strong.
You
gave me a little jazz. You're getting in my good side.
All right. Yeah. I want to stay there. Okay, real quick. We're playing Painting Pictures by Adele because it's the Monster Drawing Rally. Artists create drawings in one hour for a silent auction to benefit women in design, a special scholarship. It's at 6:30 Friday. It's absolutely free at the American Institute of Architects offices at 18th. And McGee.
Wow.
It's going to be funky fun. They'll even have an old VW bus there that's been converted to have like a photo booth inside.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, so it's
great
for a good cause. Watching artists draw as quickly and as best as they possibly can is very fun.
That's Brian McTavish from Thinking Bigger Business Media. Good job, buddy.
Happy to be
good
here.
Good to have you. Happy weekend to you.
You too.
Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. You can follow me at Steve Kraske. Tomorrow on the program, our indie foreign and documentary film critics join us to discuss all the new films showing in area theaters. The show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.